Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3460BN. Today's date is September 26, 2024, and the title of the episode is January 6 Mirror, SAVAX Setup Complete, Optics Are Important, Swamp Fighting Back. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now heading down the path the patriots have set. And what does that really mean, the path the patriots have set? Now, again, you have to remember, it's not like Trump sitting there and he has strings and he's saying, okay, let's do this, let's do that, and he's controlling the people. He needs the deep state to do certain things. The military needs the deep state to do certain things. So they set it up and they use information to force them into moving down a certain path. And this sets up the optics for what is coming. And I do believe sometimes when people see something happening and they get worried, they get afraid, they get scared. Oh my God, the SAVE Act didn't pass. Oh, look, the election's Trump's not going to win. It's going to be a disaster. Sometimes these things are set in motion so you actually see it at the right moment, at the right time. For example, January 6th. Yes, a lot of information came out about January 6th. A lot of people are starting to realize that this was an operation. But I do believe that we're going to have another type of January 6th operation happening in 2025. And what's very interesting about this is we still don't know how many confidential human sources were, how many FBI agents were working on January 6th. But the inspector general, he does know, but he's not releasing that report until when? Until after the election. Well, what happens if people come to find out that the people that actually had the January 6th, 2025 insurrection, and they were also involved in the January 6th, 2020 insurrection? And what happens if the report comes out and you see the same exact thing in both insurrections? Is people going to wake up and go, whoa, what do you mean? They did it now and they did it back then. It's the same people. It's the same thing. And there were something like 100 confidential human sources. Actually, when I interviewed Cash a while back, he let everyone know there was about 100 confidential human sources involved in January 6th. So I do believe there are certain things that are set up, they're brought out into the open, and they're waiting to be displayed to the public so the public can understand. The same thing with the SAVE Act. When you look at the SAVE Act, Trump continually said, I want the SAVE Act on the continuation resolution to keep the government open. He knew that the D's, he knew that the rhinos and the D's in the Senate, they weren't going to go along with this. He already knew that Biden was never, ever going to sign this. Why did he bring that out then? Because it pretty much set them up. It pretty much set it up. And by the way, the funding has been voted on and it's only going to last till December. It has to go to the Senate, then it has to go to the resident. But I do believe this was set up on purpose. Yes, they could have shut down the government. They would have just blamed this on Trump. They would have said, listen, because of the SAVE Act, he's really responsible for shutting down the government. Then Trump could say, no, it was really them. They decided that, hey, they rather have illegals voting. They rather not just have Americans voting. And they're the ones who actually shut down the government. And this argument could have gone back and forth. I do believe the people, they already realize there's going to be cheating in the election. They already understand there's going to be manipulation. They know that they're going to feed in ballots. So I do believe what Trump has done, he set them up and allowed Johnson to say, okay, push it, go ahead, let everyone talk about it, then remove it, and then wait until there's demand for it. How do you get a demand for the bill? You need some type of event. This is the same exact tactic that the deep state uses. I mean, think about it. Go back to when we had the destruction of the World Trade Center, 9/11. What was waiting in the background? They had this huge Patriot Act all written out, ready to go. How was that even possible? It was just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, an event happened. And that passed with no problem. Isn't that amazing? These are the types of tricks that the deep state uses. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're using the same exact type of strategy, but they're using it on them. If you know they're going to cheat, if you know they're going to manipulate the election, if you know that they're going to say that we don't know who the winner is, are people then going to demand the SAVE Act, especially if there's foreign interference in our election, especially if they're trying to bring us to war? Absolutely. I mean, think about what Trump did with Pence. He made it a really big deal that Pence should have sent the results back. He should have just sent it back. And he made a huge deal over it. Why? Because he wanted the Democrats to pass the law that says the vice president doesn't have that ability. Why? Because he knew when he put the resident in place, he knew that Kamala was going to be the vice resident. So when he wins the election, she loses the ability to send it back to the states where they could say they can't certify the election. So now they have to use something else where they don't certify the election. And that brings us into what? The manipulation of the election, a cyber attack, foreign interference. It's very interesting that Trump had the House just pass the SAVE Act. It just sat there. They didn't really push it to the Senate, did they? Not really. So it's just sitting there. It's passed in the House. Hasn't moved. What is it waiting for? I do believe it's waiting for a certain event. And you could see that the swamp, the deep state players, they're fighting back with everything that they have. And yes, they're going to pull out all the stops. Remember, we are in an information war, and we're also in a physical war. They've taken this to the next level. And I do believe we're going to be entering a physical war. I don't mean the people of this country are going to be fighting a war. It might seem that way. People might be afraid because this is the narrative that's coming out from the deep state players. But again, they're trying to make this physical where they're attacking Trump because they're fighting back. They're trying to stop him every step of the way, which means they really don't know his plan, which means they're having a very difficult time countering everything that he's doing right now. Because if they can counter it very easily, they wouldn't have to go to these extremes, which means they're kind of lost at this point. And they don't understand what's really going on. And they don't know what his next move is, because it looks like he's doing absolutely nothing. And that's one of the best plans that you can actually create, where it looks like nothing's happening while things are happening. But they don't know who's actually doing it, which is very, very interesting. And you have to remember, Trump, he's just not battling Biden or Kamala. Those are the front people. Yes, they're criminals. Yes, he's battling the entire system. And he has to expose the entire system. And that's what you see happening right now. And every time he exposes different parts of the system freaks out. The system fights back. And that's what you're seeing right now. Remember, this is about taking back the country. This is not just a normal four-year election where you have the rhinos on one side and the D's on the other. Actually, just one party. And it's just business as usual. This is an outsider going up against the entire system. It's made up of rhinos. It's made up of the D's. It's the corporation CEOs. It's Hollywood. It's the fake news. It's all the agencies in the government. So you have the outsider fighting against all of this, and they're fighting back. So this is not just a normal four-year election. We're fighting not just to get Trump elected. We're fighting to take back the country. We're fighting for people to wake up. We're fighting for people to see exactly what's going on. That's why you're experiencing all this. It's not just, oh, let's just put Trump into office. Let's just take the country back with the military. It's about fighting every step of the way to get the people who are sleeping to see the light, to see the truth. Because without these people, without the country behind Trump, the country's lost. Because, yeah, he has the military. He has himself. But without everyone else in the country, you really don't have anything, do you? So this is not just another election as we've seen in the past. Actually, this election, 2020 election, these elections had nothing to do with the past because these two elections were not controlled by the deep state players. These two elections are controlled by the patriots. These elections are different. And this is why the deep state players are panicking so much. See, if they were in control, they wouldn't be doing any of this. They wouldn't be going after Trump. They wouldn't be trying to stop him every step of the way. They wouldn't be calling the people deplorables or extremists. They wouldn't be doing any of this because they'd be in control. They wouldn't have to. The reason why they're doing this is because they're afraid, because they're not in control. And they know it. And they realize that once the people wake up, it's game over for them. Once the people find out who they are and what they've been doing, they can never, ever put these people to sleep, the people of this country. It's impossible. They know this. That's their worst nightmare. And that's why the entire country had to go through this. When people say, oh, I want it to be over, I can't take it anymore. Really? Let me ask you, when you're fighting in war, World War I, World War II, or any war, can you just get up and go, you know what? I'm done. I really don't want to do this anymore. No, you can't. You can't just get up and leave because it's a war. No matter where you go, they're going to get you. The same thing that's happening now. This is an information war. They're trying to bring it to a physical war. You just can't hide or disappear. It doesn't work that way. The only way we're finished is when one side wins. And that's when it's done. And the only way we're going to win is to wake everyone up. So yes, we have to go through this to wake the rest of the people up so the people can take back this country. They can understand what the Constitution means. And I think it's absolutely working. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they totally have the upper hand in all of this. And we could see that it looks like it's coming true that most likely Biden most likely will be stepping down, or he'll say he can't complete his tasks, or maybe Kamala will use the 25th Amendment to remove him. However they want to play this out, and I do believe Kamala will probably be the acting president, even though Biden kind of threw her under the bus. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. Because what they've done now is they pushed off Hunter's case once again. They're delaying it, the gun case and everything like that, and they're doing it after the election, which tells you everything you need to know, which means most likely that Biden's going to pardon his son and he's going to be stepping down. I do believe that's his consolation prize. But the other thing that's very interesting is when you look at this, Rudy Giuliani, he just got his law license stripped away from him and he was disbarred. But when you look at Hunter, who has a law license, surprisingly, and you look at Giuliani, you see two different things. Paul Sperry put this out and said, while the Democrat-controlled D.C. bar has disbarred Rudy Giuliani, stripping him of his law license despite never being convicted of a crime, it's merely placed convicted felon Hunter Biden on temp suspension, even though he's now pleaded guilty to additional crimes. So how is this equal justice? It is absolutely not. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Mayor Adams, he has been indicted on charges, and they're alleging he took $10 million in illegal campaign contributions and bribes, including free flights and ritzy perks, and he took money from the Turks. So basically, they're saying that
He was dealing with a foreign government, the Turkish government. And once again, was he registered as a foreign agent? Most likely not. And he's being brought up on charges on this. Now, the question is, why are they going after him? Number one, I do believe it's because he got out of line. Remember, yes, you might be in the criminal syndicate. You might be working for the criminal syndicate. They might put you in power. Think about the mafia. But if you cross the criminal syndicate, do you get to stay in that position or do they remove you? They remove you. And I do believe that's exactly what happened to him. I do believe when the illegals were first coming into New York, he actually gave a speech letting everyone know that we cannot allow this to happen because these illegals will destroy New York and New York will cease to exist the way everyone knows it. And this is what he told everyone. So he went against their policies. Yes, he reversed a little bit later on, but I think at that point, it's too late. The people already heard it. But just take a listen to what he said here.
Let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just in Venezuela. Now we're getting Ecuador. Now we're getting Russian speaking coming through Mexico. Now we're getting Western Africa. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City. And everyone is saying it's New York City's problem. Every community in this city is going to be impacted. We have a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted. All of us. And so I say to you, as I turn it over to you, this is some of the most educated, some of the most knowledgeable, probably more of my commissioners and deputy commissioners and chiefs live in this community. So as you asked me a question about migrants, tell me what role you played. How many of you organized to stop what they're doing to us? How many of you were part of the movement to say, we're seeing what this mayor is trying to do and they're destroying New York City? It's going to come to your neighborhoods. All of us are going to be impacted by this. I said it last year when we had 15,000. I'm telling you now, with 110,000, the city we knew, we're about to lose. And we're all in this together. All of us. Staten Island saying, send them out to Manhattan. Manhattan is saying, send them out to Queens. Queens is saying, send them out to Brooklyn. No. It's not the game we can play. Open the floor.
So right there, I think that was it for him. Now, remember, all these people, all the people are part of the criminal syndicate, just like the mafia. They're criminals. They've all committed crimes. And the criminal syndicate keeps them in place until they step out of line, and then they show people their crimes. They hide the crimes for the people, but when it's time to get rid of them, to remove them, they released the crimes that they've committed. This is how they're able to basically control the people, because they bring in the criminals. They've either, you know, had sex with underage boys or girls. They're pedophiles. They have financial crimes. The deep state players, they know this. That's why they're bringing them in. And when they get a line, they go, you know what? Now we're just going to expose everything that you did. You thought you were able to do this? Absolutely not. Now you're going down. This is what they do to get rid of those people that have crossed them. And what's very interesting, and George put this out, one of Eric Adams' major actions as New York City mayor was to give Diddy the key to the city, even calling him the bad boy of entertainment and himself, the bad boy of politics. Now Adams and Diddy could be cellmates in the same federal prison. Isn't that interesting? And just talking about Diddy right now, his lawyers tried to make the excuse that He went to Costco to buy the baby oil, and that's he just loved a lot of baby oil. So that's where he bought his baby oil. And Costco actually fired back at Diddy saying, "We don't sell that brand." So that's kind of impossible. And I wonder, when they're talking about baby oil, are they really talking about baby oil, or are they talking about something completely different? I think it's something completely different. But remember going back a little bit in time with Mayor Adams when he said something about Rikers Island? Well, Patriot Star Control put this out on X and said, "How ironic. Mayor Adams recently said Rikers Island would be ready for Trump. Laugh out loud. Turns out it'll need to be ready for Mayor Adams after his indictment on federal criminal charges." Now, once again, Adams, he's still in the position as mayor. He hasn't resigned yet. But again, we'll see what happens, because who's waiting in the wings? Well, his replacement. Ed Mokness put this up and said, "The city needs to accept discomfort. This is who becomes mayor of New York City if Eric Adams resigns. Stay woke pin." So if Adams were to leave office early following his federal indictment, he'd be replaced by public advocate Jumaine Williams. Williams, a progressive Democrat who has been the public advocate since 2019, would take over as acting mayor and be in charge of setting the date for a special election. The next in line after Williams is Comptroller Brad Lander, a Democrat and Adams' rival running for mayor next year. So basically, are we going to get better people in office? No. We're just going to go downhill from there. And once again, you could see that they want to replace Mayor Adams. I think AOC never liked Mayor Adams, and he crossed the line, and now he's being removed. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Diddy's lawyer, like we just talked about with the baby oil with Costco, Diddy's lawyer is now saying that he can't wait to testify in court as speculation mounts over who he'll bring down with him. So actually, he's putting the message out there. Listen, you need to get him off one way or another. You need to drop all these charges, or he's going to spill the beans on everyone, which means something might happen to Diddy. Because if he's threatening the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, I don't think they're going to stand for it. And I think they will remove him in the end if they can. If they can't, they're screwed. But I do believe, even with Diddy gone, there's still the videos. There's still the information that's still there. Just like with Epstein, that doesn't disappear. So the source of the information is still around. But you could see the human trafficking, child trafficking. It's not just this, you know, just Diddy, just Epstein. This is a worldwide network. And Trump has mentioned this many, many times before, where he said it's very, very ancient. They use the internet to do this now. And it is. It's a very large network. And Maloney, she was speaking to the UN. And what's very interesting about this is she's talking about child slavery and human trafficking. She's saying that it continues to thrive at an alarming level. So the Italian prime minister, in a recent speech at the United Nations General Assembly, issued a strong appeal for the international community to intensify efforts to combat these heinous crimes. This issue isn't confined to developing nations. It is entrenched in global criminal networks, fueled by illegal immigration and the demand in black markets. Maloney emphasized the urgent need for united action to dismantle these networks, which treat human beings, especially children, as mere commodities. So the International Labor Organization estimates that in 2021, around 49.6 million people were subject to some form of modern slavery, with 12 million being children. So think about it. All these people that talk about reparations, all these people talking about slavery, why aren't they talking about the slavery that's going on today? Oh, they left that part out. Why aren't they talking about the child slavery that's going on today, the woman slavery that's going on today? Think about how many people that is. 49.6 million people were subject to some form of modern slavery, 12 million being children. So where are all these people? Oh, silent as usual. Why? Because their masters didn't tell them to speak out about this. They only speak out about the things that's on their agenda. Remember, the people that are telling these people what to do, they're the ones who are enslaving the women, enslaving the children. These are their networks. And now people are starting to understand. People are starting to realize, wait a minute, this is not like an ancient thing. This has been happening and it's all over the world. Yes, it's coming back to Epstein, Diddy, and beyond this. Remember, these are just the front guys. It goes into a much, much larger network, which is behind the scenes. And yes, Hollywood is involved in this. Yes, the CEO of corporations are involved in this. Yes, the swamp creatures in DC, the corrupt politicians, they are involved in all of this. That's how they keep all these people in line. Why do you think certain Hollywood actors and actresses, why do you think they come out and say certain things at certain times? Because their masters say, you must do this or else we will expose you. We will show the world what you have done. We will release the videos. We will release all the information on you unless you do what we say. This is how they keep everyone under their control. But I do believe that the time has come where everything's going to start to fall apart around them. And that time is approaching very, very quickly. And it looks like that time of Julian Assange actually speaking to the press and revealing vital information, well, that time is approaching very, very quickly, because WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is set to make his first public appearance since being freed from a British jail. He will now speak in public for the first time when he gives evidence to the Committee on Legal Affairs and Human Rights of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe in Strasbourg on October 1st. So again, I wonder what he's going to release. You think the deep state players are panicking? They don't want this information released. And remember, he has a lot of information in regards to Seth Rich. He has a lot of information in regards to Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation. He knows quite a bit. And even if they get rid of him, I do believe the good guys have the servers, have the source. But I do believe he's going to be out there telling the world the truth. And the people, I think, are going to be shocked of what he has to say. And I don't mean everything is going to be coming out on that day, but I do believe as time goes on, we're going to hear a lot more information. And I do believe this might be part of an October surprise. And the deep state, they're going to be panicking. They're going to be worried because they don't know what is coming. And you can see there's panic everywhere. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we know that Kamala's been telling everyone that she's going to come for your guns, even though during the election period of time right now where she's telling everyone she's not coming for your guns. And when she did the interview on Oprah, she mentioned that she does have a weapon. And if anyone breaks into her house, she's going to shoot him. And she said, I should have never said that. Then her staffers came out and said, oh, she really didn't mean that. But Trump, he's actually calling her out on her gun and saying, listen, what kind of firearm does she own? Shouldn't she tell the people what she actually has? If she actually has a weapon? Her campaign said, well, she has a weapon that fits into a purse. So, okay, that's, you know, how many weapons that fit into a purse? That's ridiculous. Why doesn't she come out and tell us what type of weapon she has if she's so proud of it? I mean, is it a 9mm? Is it a 380? What is it? I mean, I think she should tell everyone. And I think Trump, he just called her out on it. Maybe she's lying. Let's see what happens. I mean, she lied about McDonald's. Really think about that. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, you could see the Biden administration and all the deep state players, they really want Israel to stop destroying their state-funded terrorists. They're really pissed off. They're pretty angry. And they've come up with a 21-day ceasefire deal, and they want Israel to agree to this. But when you look at the entire deal, you know what they leave out? They leave out Hezbollah. They leave out Hamas. They leave out Iran. They only say, Israel, you must stop this. So if you have Macron, Biden, and all the other deep state players saying, Israel, you must stop this, that must mean that Israel is destroying their state-funded terrorists. Because why would you want Israel to stop? It makes no sense. Because if they're going after terrorists, you would want that to continue. But if you're destroying the state-funded terrorists that they support, you don't want them to destroy them. And if you notice, they only ask Israel to stop defending itself. No, no, you must stop. Stop doing this. They never say Hamas. They never mention Hezbollah. They never mention Iran, which is the country that arms, funds, and trains Hezbollah terrorists. which is very, very interesting. But it looks like this entire deal just completely and utterly fell apart because Israel is not going along with it. Of course, Biden and the others, they said, oh, no, they're going to go with it. They're going to have a ceasefire. But I do believe Israel's mission is to eradicate the state-funded terrorists, just like Russia has eradicated the terrorist groups in Ukraine. Remember, Ukraine is not winning. Ukraine is just sitting there. They can't fight anymore. They, even though as they're getting the weapons and the money, they've already lost the war. All they're doing is keeping everything status quo. I mean, truthfully, if Russia wanted to go right into Ukraine and push them all back to Kiev, Russia would have no problem doing this. But again, you could see that the mission right now is to actually destroy the terrorist groups. And I do believe we're going to see something like this, most likely with Taiwan and China. And we'll have to see how that plays out. It's going to be very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is that North Korea now is coming into focus. And it's being reported by South Korea that North Korea has enough plutonium uranium to produce at least a double-digit number of nuclear weapons. And basically, they're saying that North Korea is able to produce these weapons, and they might use it on who? On the U.S. They might interfere with the U.S. presidential election. They might send a warning during this period of time. And again, if you go back in time and you look at the 16-year plan, they were always going to use North Korea as the catalyst for World War III. I do believe what they were going to do is they were going to use the deep state players. They were going to fire a missile from either a sub or something like that, blame it on North Korea, and the war was going to get started. And yes, a missile was going to hit the United States. This is why when Trump was coming to office, Obama said, these are the two people that you must keep away from. That is General Flynn and Kim Jong-un. Trump, the first thing he did was he brought General Flynn into his administration, and he went down to North Korea to have peace with Kim Jong-un. He did the opposite of what Obama told him. He did that on purpose because he knew that they were going to use North Korea to start the war. So he actually just shut it all down. Now he's using their 16-year plan against them because, again, people are going to have to choose in the end. Do you want war or do you want peace? And I think in the end, people are going to choose peace. You can't explain it to them right now because if you say, hey, war's coming, do you want war or peace? And they ask you, well, who's going to have peace? Trump? Oh, I'd rather have war. You see, you really can't tell people that because you're not really experiencing it. You're not really feeling it. When people are afraid, when people see it in reality, that's when it hits home. You can't explain it to someone. It doesn't work that way. That's why you have to show the people the truth. Just like with the food supply and our health, you actually have to show people the truth. And what's very interesting, you had people testifying in front of Congress showing the difference between the food that they produce here in the United States and the food that they produce out in Europe. And most of our food today is all chemicals, something that most likely we should not be eating whatsoever. Everything the deep state has been telling you to do, oh, use fluoride. Have water with fluoride. Actually, it's proven now that it reduces children's IQ and you should probably not use fluoride whatsoever. Oh, you should have these type of foods. Look at the low fat. Everything that they've been telling you, that has been destroying your health. I mean, think about it. They told you the bioweapon was going to be perfect for you. Without any tests, without knowing your medical history, they knew with the millions of people in this country, it would fit. It's a fit for everyone. Does that make any sense? So those people that have been doing the opposite of what the deep state has been saying, their lives are much, much better off. And remember, the reason they're doing all this, they've been trying to weaken this country as best they possibly can. And does it help the pharmaceutical companies? Absolutely. So you could see what they've been doing from the very, very beginning. And what's very interesting, and FX Hedge put this out and said, a federal judge in California has ordered the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to strengthen regulations for fluoride in drinking water, saying the compound poses an unreasonable potential risk to children at levels that are currently typical nationwide. And yeah, people have known for a very long time that fluoride actually decreases the IQ in children. Actually, it reduces the strength of your bones and everything else. And my personal opinion is I don't think people should have fluoride in their water whatsoever. Actually, those people that have been using toothpaste with no fluoride, if you actually speak to them, no cavities whatsoever. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is when we look at January 6th, we could see that it wasn't up, just like the assassination number one and assassination number two. Let's talk about our health. America, pay attention. We're living in perilous times. Assassination attempts, coups, seeking to take over our government, cybersecurity threats, and we're just heating up. Now Forbes just put out an article that our government is handing $176 million to Moderna to whip up an mRNA bird flu vaccine. They're gearing up for the next big plandemic. And we can't trust the establishment with our health any longer. We must take matters into our own hands now. I'm protecting my family with Contagion Emergency Kit from the Wellness Company, and now you can too. This kit is no joke. It's your frontline defense against whatever they throw at us next. It comes packed with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, so you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Every family in America needs at least one of these kits. It's like having an urgent care in the comfort of your own home. Get your Contagion Emergency Kit now for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. At the end of the day, just have these life-saving medications on hand and you won't have to think about it. Be proactive, be prepared, and take control of your health. Don't wait for the next crisis. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your Contagion Emergency Kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code x22, which will save you $30 at checkout, or just click the link in the description. Kits are only available in the U.S. And we know that there were many different players that are involved in this. And actually, to have an operation like this for January 6th, you don't just do it the next day. You have to plan it, and it takes a long time to plan, maybe over a year, because you have to have all your pieces in place to pull this off. Actually, I do believe they really wanted January 6th a lot worse than it really was, but Trump, he kept everyone back. He was late, and he kept everyone back. I think they really wanted a mass casualty event during this period of time, so this way they can keep Trump from actually holding office. I do believe they're going to try to do this again on January 6, 2025. I do believe that's what they're prepping for. But what's very interesting, and Julie Kelly put this out, the DOJ IG admits his delayed report, now in draft form, will include info on the number of FBI informants involved in January 6 and which ones went inside the Capitol. Stephen McIntyre responded and said, "Why isn't IG report being available before the election?" So the question is, why won't it be available before the election? Tom Massey put this out and said, "Today I asked DOJ Inspector General why his J6 report has taken almost 4 years and won't come out before the election. The number of FBI informants participating in the January 6, 2021 protest will shock folks. I'll post the rest of my questions from his hearing later today." Now, if we go back a little bit in time, I interviewed Cash a while back, and I asked him about January 6th, and he let us know that within all of this, yes, there were a lot of FBI agents, plus there were a lot of confidential human sources, about 100 of them. He even explained that to actually pull off this type of operation, it takes at least a year to plan. And I do believe that people, when they see this report, they're going to be very, very shocked on what had occurred there, because everyone thought it was just a natural uprising. The people just went ahead and they went into the Capitol. They started to break windows. See, the people that broke windows, the people that opened the doors, the people that took down the barriers, the people that got people going, that was the FBI. That was the confidential human sources. That was Antifa. That was their team. They needed agent provocateurs to get the whole thing started. It's their operation. This is how they do it. But remember, I do believe timing is everything. So remember, Jamie Raskin has already told us that we're going to see another event after the election, and they're going to use the 14th Amendment on Trump. So what happens if it's exposed that the same people that are behind the January 6, 2025 event are the same people that are behind the January 6, 2021 event, and they used confidential human sources, and the FBI was involved, and they used illegals, and they used Antifa? What happens if people learn all of this afterwards? Think about this for a second. Think about what people are going to say. You see, now it wasn't a one-off thing. Now you have them doing it again. It's the same exact people. Is the case being built right now? Absolutely. Trump, he put this out and said, shocking breaking news. As exposed by the great John Solomon, a real journalist who cares about the truth, and the great work of Congressman Barry Loudermilk and Republicans on the House Oversight Committee, the deep state chose to disregard my direct authorization of at least 10,000 National Guard troops to ensure that Washington, D.C. was safe and secure on January 6, 2021. These deep state subversives disobeyed the president's directives, which would have prevented any unrest that day. January 6, as it is known, would never have taken place. These revelations end the sham. J6 civil hoaxes and the lawless D.C. case brought by deranged Jack Smith, which has already been demolished by the United States Supreme Court's historic immunity and Fisher decisions. I called for everyone to act peacefully and patriotically and demanded the D.C. be protected. The deep state and crazy Nancy Pelosi, who admitted to her daughter on videotape that she was responsible, have to be held to account, including for the damages, waste of resources, and time spent defending the witch hunts and hoaxes. We have to save our broken justice system. Absolutely. And if you notice, every day that passes, people understand who's responsible for January 6th. And it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players. And it shows that Trump knew there was going to be a lot of people, but the deep state players, they purposely and knowingly said, we don't want the soldiers there, because if the soldiers were there, they wouldn't be able to pull off their operation. Because again, if you had the National Guard around you, would they be able to push down the barriers? Would they be able to break the windows? Would they be able to push the people into the building? No, the National Guard go, whoa, what's going on here? Why are you guys doing this? Why are you pushing down the barriers? See, they would have noticed all these things because they would have been protecting the Capitol. Think about that for a second. And think about Tim Walz's education appointee. He is now calling for the overthrow of the U.S. Don Jr. responds and says, Tim Walz is a radical left winger. Makes perfect sense why Kamala picked him for VP. And Walz's education appointee is another person who wants to see the United States overthrown. Absolutely unbelievable. But you can see their true intention here. Their true intention is to destroy this country. Trump's intention is to stop them. Remember, there's an insurgency going on, which Obama started. Trump, when he came into office, he began the counterinsurgency. And the counterinsurgency is now larger, more powerful than the insurgency. And it's growing day by day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala, she just did another interview with Rule from MSNBC. It was recorded, it was scripted, it was edited, and basically Kamala just talked in word salad speak, and she didn't even make sense. Richard Barris put this out and said, so after several weeks of post-debate focus groups and polls all telling them this template isn't working, she sits down for her second interview and does it all again. If this keeps up, she'll be known as the losing candidate who perfected the word salad dodge. Here, the activist masquerading as a journalist gives Harris a layup, knowing the polls and focus groups all revealing what voters need her to say, and she instead squanders the opportunity and attacks Trump. She is simply not capable of directly answering a question. It's really bad. All the interviews and polling and focus groups tell us exactly what voters want and need to hear from her, but she's simply incapable. It's cringe to watch, man. Straight up cringy. Absolutely. And what's very interesting, the journalist, Rule, if you want to call her a journalist, the activist, asked her a question about her job at McDonald's. And she goes, let's just clear this up. And then they started to recite the jingle that they played in the commercials for McDonald's, you know, two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Well, that doesn't mean you worked at McDonald's. That means, hey, I watched TV when I was younger and I know the jingle. That doesn't mean you worked at McDonald's because everyone knows the freaking jingle. But the questions that she didn't ask, that tells you everything you need to know. Paul Sperry says, Kamala doubled down on her working class story of working at McDonald's. She said, I worked there as a student. I was a kid. she told Stephanie Ruhle, who asked no follow-up questions such as, how long, what year, where did you work, what franchise? Wouldn't those be the questions you would ask? Okay, prove it to the people. Give us the years that you worked there. Give us the location of the McDonald's. Tell us who was the franchise owner. Tell us all this information. Point it out on a map so we can understand where you worked. And then they can go check to see if you were actually an employee. But she didn't ask that question. Instead, she decided to sing the jingle. And I can't even believe that people actually bought that. That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, was that really happening? Yes, yes, it was. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden threw Kamala under the bus. Remember, Obama's plan, Kamala's plan is to separate herself from Biden. Oh, no, no, I'm not the incumbent. We're going to do things different. We can't have another 4 years of everything that I did. So basically, she's been trying to separate herself, and Trump continually pulls her back saying, well, her day one started like, you know, 1,440 days ago, that or 3.5 years ago. That's her day one. And Biden, he pretty much, because he's pissed off, he doesn't like Kamala, he's pissed off at Obama, he doesn't like Obama, they don't like each other. He came out and basically told everyone that he delegated everything to Kamala Harris, foreign policy to domestic policy, which means she's responsible for everything that has been happening to this country. He just threw her under the bus. Unbelievable. And that tells you everything you need to know right there. Now, Trump, he is going to be going back to the site of the first assassination attempt. And yes, it is going to be on Saturday, October 5th. And he's going to return to Butler, Pennsylvania to hold a rally on the very same ground where he came within a quarter of an inch of losing his life less than 3 months ago. And Trump Vance, they put out a statement. It says, Trump's return to Butler will mark his first visit to the site of the attack since he was struck by an assassin's bullet on July 13th, but was saved in what the world has recognized as an act of divine providence. During his visit, Trump will honor the memory of Corey Comprator, who heroically sacrificed his life to shield his wife and daughters from the bullets on that terrible day. Trump will also recognize the two other Americans who were wounded by the shooter, David Dutch and James Copenhaver. He will express his deep gratitude to law enforcement and first responders and thank the entire community for their outpouring of love and support in the wake of the attack. So he's going to show everyone that, listen, I'm not afraid. I can go back there. And that's what a real leader does. And what's very interesting is just yesterday, we talked about how the clowns gave Trump the intelligence that Iran is behind the assassination. And we know that the letter from the second assassin, which is actually the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, they now placed a bounty on Trump and they told the assassination groups to finish the job. Now, remember, this letter was written way before he even attempted to kill Trump, and he said he failed. So that's completely and utterly impossible, which means this was created after the fact. That's what that really means. That's interesting. So they're not just going after Trump. They're also going after J.D. Vance. And what's very interesting is that Iran, allegedly, I do believe it's the deep state, going through Iran, hacked into J.D. Vance's private information. And basically, Ken Klippenstein published the Iranian dossier on J.D. Vance, which included his private personal details, personal phone numbers, family details, and more under the guise of journalism. So basically, this journalist doxed J.D. Vance and put that information out on the internet so everyone could see this. Why would this person do this? Because I do believe they're setting up J.D. Vance now. Remember, the swamp is fighting back with everything that they have right now. And they will continually go after Trump and Vance to the very, very end. Because they know that they have the upper hand. They know they have every single crime that they have committed. and they must remove him at all costs. This is why at this point in time, you're seeing them just come out and say, we're coming after Trump. They're, of course, they're trying to blame it on Iran. But in reality, I think everyone realizes who this really is. It's the deep state in this country. It's the domestic players in this country that are going after Trump. So once again, you could see that they are panicked and they're afraid. And the other reason why they're afraid is because more and more people are coming to the side of Trump. Even the young generation. Ian Jaeger put this out on X and said, this video is going viral showing hundreds of college students in the swing state of Arizona registering to vote for Trump while ravenously donning bright red MAGA hats to wear on campus. People aren't afraid anymore. People are showing their support for Trump. It's falling apart on them. And Trump, he just put this out on Truth. It's pointing to Daily Mail. It says, Donald Trump opens up big lead in our election model. Trump 55, Harris 44. That is very, very interesting. Now, remember, the deep state players, they create the fake polls to make you think that Kamala has a chance. They try to demoralize the voters. Plus, if they're going to use ballots, remember, this election is coming down to what? Yes, votes for Trump, but ballots for Kamala. They need to make you think that it's going to be very, very close. And this is why they've been keeping the results the way they are, tied or Kamala's winning by a little bit. But now they're reversing them because, again, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, these numbers aren't adding up and they know this. And that's why they're reversing course right now. But remember, the election's not going to come down to how many votes Kamala gets. See, this is where everyone gets confused. It's going to be how many ballots she's going to need to win against Trump. Unless someone else is running, it's whoever else it's going to be. It's how many ballots they're going to need to beat Trump. See, Trump is getting the votes. He's not getting the ballots, the printed ballots. So they're fighting against the votes that Trump is getting, the true people's vote. And they can't stand this. Now, Trump, he would like to go all paper. He would like to go voter ID. He would like to have voting in one day. And I do believe he pretty much trapped the deep state players into thinking that he was going to force the issue and push very, very hard and actually have the government shut down to just to get the SAVE Act passed. Now, again, what do you think was going to happen if he actually pushed this hard? They would have blamed everything on him. I think he knew this. I think he knew it from the start. Yes, if they shut down the government, yes, the case could have been made that it was the deep state players, the D's, they're the ones, the rhinos, they're the ones who actually shut down the government. But the argument would have gone back and forth, and they would have been blamed it on, they would have blamed everything on Trump that he was trying to push the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act is already passed in the House. So I do believe he did this to say, hey, look over here, while we're going to do something else over there. And I do believe he's going to have the people demand that we pass the SAVE Act. It won't be him pushing it. I believe it's going to be the people pushing it. So the House, they have now sent the stopgap funding bill to the Senate in a 341-82 vote. And they're going to probably pass this and they'll have funding until December. And I do believe this is part of Trump's strategy right here. Karma Patriot put this out and said, guess the good news is no shutdown before election, so election crisis is averted, but still no SAVE Act. Speaker Johnson said that the best play under the circumstances was the CR with the SAVE Act, and that he was not defying Trump by moving on without it, because Trump agreed that it would be political malpractice to shut the government down. Johnson said of Trump, I've spoken with him at great length, and he is very frustrated about the situation. His concern is election security, and it is mine as well. It is all of ours. Absolutely. And think about it. You have to remember, this is an information war. You're not just going to come out and say, oh, damn, that's it for us. We can't do any. We can't have the election. No, I do believe he's setting the path and he's using information to push the deep state players exactly where he wants them to go. It's already passed in the House. All we need is some type of an event where the people say, listen, we must make sure that Americans vote. We must make sure that we have one day voting. We must make sure that we have voter ID. We must make sure that we use paper ballots because we were just attacked. And I do believe with an event, this will then be passed and Trump will pretty much have nothing to do with it. Because remember, if we're going to use paper and Trump is going to win, do you want it to look like he's the one who pushed for this? That would look kind of odd, wouldn't it? Because they would just go, oh, look, he pushed the SAVE Act. He shut down the government until we passed it. And now he won. Oh, he set this up. But if it's not included in the CR and we get attacked and the election results are manipulated and we don't know who exactly won and we have to maybe do the elections over. Well, does this have anything to do with Trump at this point? No. I do believe the optics are pretty darn good. Now, again, it doesn't mean that all these things are going to happen. But again, you're pushing the deep state players down the path you want them to go. And what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put a picture out of Trump Force One. And there's the military on top, Secret Service, military. And they're on a scaffolding above the plane. Looks like there's two snipers up there watching the whole area. So you could see security has definitely increased all over the place now. And actually, the guys that surround Trump right now, they don't look like the other Secret Service people. They actually look like they're military, which is very, very interesting. But when you look at the timestamp here, it's 11:39. And if you look at 11:39, you look at 23:39, very interesting posts. First one, 11:39, and Anon on the board said, you have it all? We certainly do. If you look at 23:39, October 4, 2018, Swamp is fighting back. And I think that tells you everything you need to know. And the Swamp will fight back to the very, very end. Trump and the Patriots, they know this. And now Trump has the security. I do believe the military is on his side. I do believe the military intelligence is feeding the information. And I do believe that the Swamp creatures, the deep state players, they are now going to push everything that they have at Trump. But I do believe Trump has them where he wants them. And I do believe he needs to show the people that we are the majority. Remember, this is a counterinsurgency. How do you win against an insurgency? You need the military, you need the commander-in-chief, and you need the American people. And you need the American people to see that we are the majority. Once the people see that we're the majority, they're all for taking back the country. You just can't say, hey, we're the majority. I mean, that's a nice thing to say. You could see the rallies, but do people believe that we are the majority? You know how you see that the people of this country are the majority and they're behind Trump? When you have an election that is done with paper, when you have an election that is done with voter ID, and you have an election that is done in one day. That's when you see that the people are truly for Trump. Now, maybe we could pull this off using the deep state cheating system, but I don't think it's going to have the same impact. I mean, people might be okay with, hey, Trump won. Who cares? They couldn't cheat. They tried, but it didn't work. Maybe people will be satisfied with that. But I think deep down, I think it would be better if we actually showed the people how big this movement really is. And one way to do this is through a true election. And I do believe that's what Trump wants. He wants a true election and he wants every single person's vote to count. And he doesn't want illegals or manipulation or anything else involved in the election. Because once people see, holy crap, they've been lying to us all this time. It's not 50% that are for Trump. It's not 60%. It's 80 to 90% of the country that is for Trump. And we are the majority. Once that happens, the counterinsurgency is complete. And that means the people behind Trump every step of the way. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.